This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. 530 weeks. That's about 10 years. A long time for any hit song to remain on the Billboard charts. It was even more remarkable when that chart-topping tune came from a composer who blended the worlds of jazz and classical music. In fact, Claude Bowling's Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano Trio is partly responsible for coining the term crossover in music. This piece made such a big impression on musician and arranger Steve Barta some 40 years ago, he decided to create a new symphonic arrangement.
I heard the suite first in 1975 when I was in school and absolutely fell in love with the piece. And I knew that at some point I would touch this piece again. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what it would feel like. And sure enough, about 37 or 38 years later, I met Jeff Beagle, and Jeff had the same idea in mind. And we recorded it with Jeff on piano and Hubert Laws on flute. And here we have a new arrangement and just a really, really different feel.
French jazz pianist and composer Claude Bowling made 13 of these crossover recordings for Columbia and CBS Masterworks. Each one featured a collaboration with the prominent classical artists like trumpeter Maurice André, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and violinist Pinchas Zukerman. It was Bowling's teamwork with Jean-Pierre Rampal on the suite for flute and jazz piano trio that produced his biggest hit. So you might be wondering why Steve Barta would risk reworking something that has had such an amazing track record.
I really felt that it needed a different feel. And then I brought in Mike Shapiro, a Brazilian drummer, Mike Valerio, a wonderful bassist, Hubert Laws and Jeff Beagle, and changed the feel all the way around on the piece. It's got lots of textures, lots of color. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people have written me since they've heard it. It was just released last week. They write me and they tell me, boy, when I first heard you were going to rearrange this, their first reaction was, oh, no, don't touch it, don't touch it. And then when they hear the arrangement, they're going, oh, wow, it's really great.
Steve says composer Claude Bowling agrees it's pretty great.
He had one request of me, and he said, you can go forth and you can do this, young man, but please do not rewrite the piece. Rearrange it, do what you will, what you hear in your head and your heart about it, but do not start rewriting it. And I really held true to that. I did not rewrite the piece. His composition remains faithfully intact.
One thing that caught my ear right away was how Barta slowed down the tempo, and here's why.
Hubert sent me a clip of something he did of the fugue that he did on the Johnny Carson show years ago when it first came to the United States, and the fugue was so fast. And that was another reason I kind of redid it. I said, wow, it's a great fugue. It's great writing. Slow it down so I can enjoy it and I can take it in.
While most of this suite was incredibly easy to arrange, Barta admits his biggest obstacle was negotiating the tough waters of the finale.
So many tempo changes, so many feels, all of a sudden it swings. That was the one piece when I went into the recording session, if anything was going to go left, I felt that piece was a little more challenging, but it fell together perfectly.
Putting your own stamp on a well-known work is always a little risky, and for Steve Barta, it's also been very enlightening.
I came out of this thinking maybe it's even harder to be an arranger than a composer, because when you're arranging, you're taking somebody else's work, and then certainly you're always hoping at the end of the day that the composer is going to speak to you again and continue to be your friend.
And in case you're wondering, they are still friends. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.